The WorldCom fraud scandal was the talk of financial markets and the telecommunications industry yesterday. Commentator Reed Hunt says the danger of this scandal goes beyond finances and the already growing skepticism about the accounting practices of large corporations. He says that's why the federal government needs to get involved in the investigation immediately.
WorldCom MCI is destined to go down in business history as one of the biggest fraud cases ever. But what is most important right now is whether its financial catastrophe causes any part of the national communications network to go down. That's what government needs to investigate right now. That's what government has to make sure does not happen, even for a day. About 70% of all internet traffic in the United States at some point travels on the WorldCom network. About 50% of all business communications is handled by WorldCom. About 30% of all consumer long-distance calls are placed by WorldCom. No doubt prosecutors will dig into the apparent fraud at WorldCom, as they are doing at Enron, Tyco, and other companies that are part of the corrosion of trust in America. But the top priority of the government right now is to make sure that no matter what, the emails must go through. The immediate goal of government should be to assure that consumers always have good choices for reliable, cheap, long-distance calls. The urgent task for government is to make sure that businesses always have communications networks they can depend on. Just as airlines and Amtrak are too important for government to let fail, so reliable communication service is even more important. We live in an information society, and our well-being depends on a healthy information economy. Making calls, sending emails, and sharing business information over networks are necessities of the modern world that WorldCom MCI helped build. So we need to hear from the government that whatever happens to that company, the government will take any and all steps necessary to make sure that our networks don't go down, that necessary employees will be kept on, and that confidence in our communications industry will be rebuilt.
The comments of Reed Hunt, who was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission under the Clinton administration. He's a consultant to the telecom industry.